Hey everybody, Adam Davidson, Radcast number 48, coming at you on this Tuesday, January 12th, 2016. A happy snow day to friends celebrating across the region. This week we're in four different scriptures, including Isaiah 62, and this is just a little bit of Isaiah chapter 62, verses 2 through 4, and then jumping over to 12. Isaiah 62:2 says this, "The nations will see your vindication, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted, or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah," I think that's how we're saying it, "and your land Beulah, for the Lord will take a delight in you." Ah, this is a beautiful thing. Yesterday we talked about how in Isaiah 62:1, God speaks, and what he speaks into existence is a new creation. That he spoke creation into existence. Creation was broken by sin, but God speaks a new creation. And of course, he does this now through Christ, his living word made flesh, come to redeem us. And the beauty here is that when God comes and transforms us and makes us whole and brings about healing in our lives, that transformation and change is so deep and so profound that even our reputation, even our name, is changed. Names are a big deal in the Bible. In the Old Testament, a guy named Abram becomes Abraham. In the New Testament, a guy named Saul becomes Paul. That the change and the transformation is so incredible that even their identity is shifted. This is what it's like to know and follow Jesus. Because when we follow Jesus, it says in the New Testament that we become a new creation, that the old is gone and the new has come. And the question that comes to my mind today as I'm wrestling with this is, do I define who I am now by the pattern of who I was, or do I define who I am now based on the promise of God and what he's trying to unfold in my life? And that's not even like overly spiritual or deep. It's really a kind of a simple question. Do I see myself based on what's back there or what's coming up? And maybe the question is, how do I know what's coming up? That's a fair question. And the answer is that if God is working in our lives and he's working to redeem us, redeem me, then that completely changes the forecast of my future because God is doing something new in me. It's a beautiful thing. And so, I don't know, just think of it this way. Jesus is bringing about a new life and a new way of living in you and I if we let him. And that is encouraging, that is hopeful, and the change is so profound that perhaps even our reputation would be different. And it's not through what I do, no, it's through what Christ does in me. And Isaiah ends in chapter 62 by saying, "Your name was desolate and deserted, but now it's this. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought after, the city no longer deserted." This is what God does. This is what God is doing. This is what God will be faithful to do as we trust him. So follow Jesus. Make it a great day. See you next time.